This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is promising big sanctions against Turkey for its invasion of northern Syria against Kurdish fighters. Writing on Twitter, Mr. Trump again defended his withdrawal of American troops who had been fighting alongside the Kurds against Islamic State terrorists. Meanwhile, Syria is moving forces toward its northern border. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state news agency says troops have entered Tabqa as they move north against Turkish forces in the country. Tabqa had been run by the Islamic State group and is on the road to the city of Raqqa, which was IS's de facto capital until it lost both in 2017. The move towards Tabqa and nearby villages comes a day after Syria's Kurds say Syrian government forces had agreed to help them fend off Turkey's invasion. That's a major shift in alliances as U.S. troops withdraw from the northern border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Harry Harris, the U.S. ambassador to South Korea, says North Korea is demanding that the U.S. do everything before Pyongyang makes any concessions. Harris's comments during an interview with a South Korean newspaper are the first substantive reaction by a U.S. official since North Korea walked away from nuclear talks late last week. North Korea blamed the U.S. for the breakdown. Harris suggested North Korea is to blame for the impasse. Poland's conservatives won the most votes in Sunday's election. This secures them a comfortable majority in parliament to govern for four more years. Supporters of the conservatives see the vote as a chance to maintain generous monthly social benefits that have raised their living standards. Critics, however, say the party has carried out a relentless attack on the country's constitutional order. U.S. stocks are down in morning trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.